reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. Hundreds gathered outside Waterfront Station in downtown Vancouver on Saturday, May 23rd, to protest the opening of two AI data centers in the city. These data centers have been proposed by TELUS as part of the federal government's Enabling Large-Scale Sovereign AI Data Centers initiative. For those in attendance at the protest, the major concerns surrounding these data centers come from the potential environmental impacts, especially regarding water usage, during a time when the province is undergoing water usage restrictions. The rally first started at Waterfront Station and marched on to Granville Street all the way to Granville Island.
No AI! No AI! No AI!
And then afterwards, kept marching all the way down to City Hall. This protest was organized by 18-year-old North Vancouver resident Torin LaRoque, who said he was inspired by similar AI data center protests in the United States and wanted to stop these centers from being built altogether.
It is honestly, I am in awe. I did not expect this many people to show up at all. I am beyond blessed that the community of Vancouver is so generous and kind to help me in organizing this protest and showing up and spreading the word. The main one that you can do to help in supporting us is stop using AI like ChatGPT and Gemini. We also do recommend, if you do want to support even further, social media is using a lot of AI components inside of it subconsciously as well. So cutting back on social media, Spotify, Google too is becoming fully AI next week. So stop using Google. Ecosia is a great alternative. Every couple of searches you do, they plant a tree, so I highly recommend them.
According to the TELUS media release on these AI data centers, quote, once fully scaled, this powerful cluster is expected to deliver approximately $9 billion in economic value to British Columbia, create more than 1,000 construction jobs, and hundreds of high-skilled operation roles. End quote. However, for many of those that we spoke to at the protest, these claims are either overstated or not worth the potential environmental harm of these data centers.
My name is Justin Island. I'm the Vice President of the Canadian Animation Guild, IATSE Local 938. Earlier you heard our President have a speech. And we're out here because of our members, their support for this movement in terms of making it known to City Hall, to Provincial, to Federal, that these AI data centers not only are a detriment to their community and their immediate workplace, but also just their art form that we make our living in as a whole.
And we are in a very grievous state right now in our planet, our culture, in the oligarchy, in the continuous violent oppression of Mother Nature, each other, humanity, and human empathy. And this is a local way that I can actually attend and add my body to a group of people to really help stand up for something that I think is incredibly important. Like, where has the environmental consultation been? We are entering into, we're already in stage two water shortages right now. They are completely predicting that BC is going to have its most catastrophic fire season ever on record.
I'm out here because I'm super concerned about AI. Even if we were to take everything at face value, all of the amazing benefits, even if they were all true, it's still consuming so much water to do so when the UN has put out a report saying that we are in a water deficit. There will be water privatization, there will be water wars unless we do something about it.
It's going to consume a lot of the water in the area, and especially with like water notices already going out in the lower mainland that we're going to have to start conserving. It's like, that's very alarming. It's going to use up a bunch of electricity. They generate a ton of noise. They're placing it right in like a residential area. And I also don't know what they're using it for. Like, we already have OpenAI, we have ChatGPT, they already have data centers. It's already keeping up with demand. So TELUS jumping in on this, it's like, I don't know what they're using it for, but it can't be good.
Okay, my name is Marissa.
My name is Jordan.
Okay, what brought me here today I want more for our future generations. I feel like the way that we're going right now, this is not helpful for anybody. Nobody wants an AI data center in Vancouver. Nobody asked for this. I feel like AI is genuinely killing our generations, and you can see it not just when you open your phone, you go in the news. No, you see it within your communities. I can see actively my cousins, the young people in my life, they are declining. They are relying fully on AI. They're not reading. People, they can't spell anymore. They can't write. They can't do this. They can't do that. People are fully dependent on a bot that does not care about you, does not have any concept of humanity. It's a robot, basically. You know, I feel like it's such a huge waste of our time, and we're just going backwards as a society at this point.
I was very ignorant before the topic until I met recently an environmental scientist, and he told me about how we were getting this data center. I'm not on social media much, so I didn't even know we were getting a data center. I don't watch the news. I didn't know we were getting a data center in Vancouver. So to learn this and to learn that recently Vancouver even themselves said they're running out of fresh water, and now they want to stick this data center to the middle of that and take that the rest of that. That Torin was talking about himself on his page would heat around 58,000 homes. That is disgusting.
And also, just feel like speaking more broadly too, I feel like it was so important to come out today, because just the strength of community and actually showing up and organizing. It was what they were saying before about like the people saying, oh yeah, like AI data centers took me from rags to riches. I remember there was also a group of boys saying, oh, what is this going to do? Like, it's not going to do anything. I'm sure you're doing so great, guys. And I'm like, it's like, okay, you can have that mentality, but how do you think any revolution ever started? How do you think anything ever started? It's small at first. People just have to gather, and that's where change actually comes from.
While the impacts of this protest have yet to be seen, according to Torin LaRocque, another rally is in the works for the month of June. This is an ongoing story, and we will make sure to keep you updated as it progresses. This has been Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.